Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at the same time each week, and we do count it our privilege to have you follow along with us in our Bible study. And it's just wonderful for the amount of response that we get to the radio broadcast and also to the TV broadcast. We're very grateful for that. And we never want to go by without thanking those of you that have taken time to write us and let us know that you listen and appreciate the broadcast. For those of you now that are able, we hope that you'll get your Bibles out, turn with us here, and follow over to the book of Romans here in chapter 1. Now, we've taken these chapters and divided into the main sections here and try to bring out those things which are emphasized within the chapter. In this third section here, we're coming down here, and we find out, pick it up here, from verse 26 on down to verse 32 to the end of the chapter. This deals with homosexuals. Now, we're going to cover this today because America is being totally brainwashed by these homosexuals who lie to you, propagate how nice of people they are, and that it's all right, and God made them that way, they have a gene, and so on and so forth. So let's begin to read what God has to say about the practice of homosexuality and also lesbianism. So let's begin to pick it up here in verse 26. For this cause God gave them up or over unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly. In other words, you can't imagine how filthy and dirty this practice of a homosexual and lesbian is. Totally against God's will, totally against God, the way that God made them, and so forth. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. Notice in verse 28, it says here, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. He let them go ahead and do it. But he put it in the Bible what he thinks about us so that you're not brainwashed into accepting the lifestyle as an alternative lifestyle. It is absolute perversion. It is absolute sin. James tells us that if a man knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now, I want to bring out some things, first of all, about the gene that has been propagated to the American people here that, well, we have a gene and we can't help ourselves. You are a liar. You can help yourselves, and it's all a big bunch of bunk that you try to put out in order to brainwash the people. I'm sure that you'll remember the spurious study published in the magazine Science Magazine. And this was clear back in 1993 to the effect that there is a gene which may produce homosexual orientation. The falsified research done at the National Cancer Institute by, get this now, a homosexual activist was soon demonstrated to be just that, false. Nevertheless, gay activists continue to use the discredited study to promote everything from gay marriage to hate crime, legislation, and finally, Science Magazine has published an article entirely repudiating the falsified study and retracting its earlier article. Yes, you know, the thing that bothers me with the homosexuals, not only is the act so perverted, so disgusting, so filthy, and pawned off on us that, well, we're just to like you and we're just to associate with you. Truthfully, I don't want anything to do with you. None whatsoever. And if my children were young, I don't want them, I don't want you around them. I don't want you talking to them. I'm not taking a chance in a million of you trying to pervert my children into your perverted line of thinking. Now we find out here something else. Let's bring out some other things. I'll just show you how far America has done and how far the homosexuals have went in order to brainwash America. Now, let me bring this out because, you know, anytime somebody tells what God says in the Bible about the homosexuals and what God thinks of that perverted sin, then the homosexual wants to get them off of the air. Oh, let's destroy them. Let's march. Let's protest. Let's do this and that. In other words, you don't want me to have a right or any Christian to have a right to disagree with you and expose you for what you really are. You want to brainwash America, and then, but now, we don't come to take your right away, to take your airtime or your television time, and you get yourselves on the television every time you can, and you get there and you show forth how much that, well, you love God, But you never have a pastor or a Christian with a Bible that can look you right in the face and say, no, you are a liar, sir. You're lying through your front teeth, because here's what God says. And God says, let me read it again in verse 28. The homosexual and the lesbian, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And if you read on down the rest of the verses, you're going to find out how perverted, how mean, how malicious the homosexual is. If he gets exposed and you don't accept him for his perverted lifestyle. Now let me say this before we go on. You say, Pastor Yauss, you hate the homosexual. No, I will try to win every homosexual and talk to the homosexual and show him that Jesus Christ loves him and died for him and paid for his sins, and that God does not want him to continue in his homosexual practice, and that God wants him to believe what God said, that it is a perverted action. In fact, the irony of the whole thing is, if these homosexuals were living at the time under the law, the nation of Israel, they would be put to death, because God showed his displeasure on homosexuality and lesbianism by rendering the death penalty, because he didn't want the whole nation of Israel saturated with their perverted ideologies and then trying to tell people and sway people, well, this is just all right, it's just another lifestyle, you go your way and we'll go mine. God says kill them before they end up and get the children and pervert the minds of people who don't have enough sense to discern between their left hand and their right. Now, I want you to read this in Leviticus chapter 20, and notice in verse 13. Now, I've never heard any homosexuals there always coming out and saying, oh, there's nothing in the Bible about it. But you don't have any. Some of you that have been on TV and so forth, you'll never find where they'll have a Christian that can open the Bible and say, sir, you are a liar. Let me read you what Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13 says. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Now, I don't know how much clearer you can get it that God hates the practice of homosexuality. He hates it. And God never made you that way, just as this falsifying of the gene came out and so forth. And it was all a falsity. It was all a lie. Now, here's something just to go show you how far the homosexuals have advanced. We have sodomy for credit. At Michigan. At the University of Michigan, there is now a course offered for credit which introduces its young men to homosexuality as a lifestyle. Yep, you got it right. This is not a joke. The course title is, here's the title of the course, How to Be Gay, Male Homosexuality and Initiation. I'd like for you to notice the word initiation. One shudders to think of the effect that this will leave on the students, doesn't it? One of our state universities doing that? Unbelievable. You know, another thing, let me give you some more things on how far they have propagated this kind of a perverted lifestyle, this kind of lifestyle that God said they should be taken out and killed. You should get rid of them before they saturate the whole nation of Israel. Boy, the homosexual ought to thank God they're under the day of grace and not under law. But let me give you another one here. Barnes & Noble, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Gay Agenda. The Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai and B'rith, a powerful left-leaning Jewish lobbying organization, has joined with bookstore giant Barnes & Noble in an ad campaign here promoting pro-homosexual tolerance. Books such as, here's the name of the books, Daddy's Roommate, maybe you've heard of it, and Heather Has Two Mommies. That's cute, isn't it? Thanks, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for your stand. Another, our ex-president, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's theological leaning to the left have long been a source of disharmony between him and his Southern Baptist Convention. Now he has officially left the Southern Baptist Convention, citing that it's too rigid biblical standards of belief. According to Dr. R.A. Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, Carter denies that faith in Jesus Christ is necessary for salvation. He doubts the reality of some miracles in the Bible, and thinks women should be preachers. He supports abortion and has raised money for gay rights activism. Thanks, Mr. Carter. Thank you so much. I'd hate to be in your shoes when you stand before God Almighty, sir. General Motors is in the pornography business. According to the New York Times investigation, General Motors now sells more graphic sex films than Larry Flint, as Clinton's old buddy, and owner of the hustler-prone empire. How in the world could this be? Well, the answer is simple. The more and more common, as corporate America is increasingly invested in its pornography, GM owns DirecTV, the satellite TV company that sells 200 million in pay-per-view sex films annually from its satellite. Something else sort of interesting. What about AT&T, now the top pornography provider? For $58 billion, the communications giant AT&T has purchased Media One Group Incorporated and its hot network, a pay-per-view channel with hardcore pornography films. Added to the pornography providers, AT&T already carries Playboy Channel and Spice Network. This makes it the number one provider of television subscription pornography. In addition, AT&T owns a company that sells sex videos to almost a million hotel rooms. Like Disney Enterprises, this communications giant was once family-friendly, but is now the family's dangerous enemy. How tragic for the company, originally founded by Alexander Graham Bell, devout Christian, who intended his invention to help the deaf. As Cal Thomas has observed, AT&T has turned Maul Bell into a harlot. How true that is. Let me give you something else. If your long-distance telephone service is provided by AT&T, Sprint, or MCI, you ought to know that all three of the big ones actively support and fund programs for abortion and the radical gay agenda and are in the pornography business. Sort of scary, isn't it? Let me give you something else here while we're on this. We're going to get over here in just a second. But we find out here, and I'm just going to bring this out and just to show you how brainwashed America gets and how we seem to buy everything that the media puts out. Now, this has, but I just want to show you the hypocrisy of this. Do you remember the Million Moms March? Remember that? The gun control movement staged a real emotional media spectacle in Washington, D.C. last summer, which they named the Million Moms March. I bet most of you knew that or have heard of it. Only a few thousand showed up, though. But the establishment media gave it major coverage, didn't they? One of the featured speakers was one who is named Barbara Lipscomb, whose son had been shot and killed in the violence-plagued District of Columbia. The message of the D.C. demonstration was that private ownership of guns must be outlawed in order to stop such violence. Now listen to what you're just about to hear. According to an investigation by the Washington Post, this Barbara Lipscomb had been arrested several months earlier for shooting a man she believed to be responsible for the death of her son. She shot him three times, paralyzing him. Then it was discovered that she had shot the wrong man. And then, in the home of this woman, held up as an icon for eliminating gun ownership, police found an arsenal of pistols and a Tech 9, a cheap submachine gun type weapon popular with street criminals. You know, it's funny, we didn't hear all about that, did we? Isn't that something? What happened to the news media? Why didn't you tell us this? Or did you just want to brainwash us again by taking the guns away from people so we have no defense of anything and brainwash us with a homosexuality that is just an alternative lifestyle when it's absolutely perverted sin? Remember this, again, in Leviticus chapter 20, we find out, again, Leviticus chapter 20, what is the penalty if you are a homosexual and you want to practice that kind of perverted sin? What did God say the penalty was? Death. Absolutely. You were to die. Why did he say that? Say, oh, that's cruel. No, it isn't cruel at all. You look at America and the perversion and the young kids and the pedophiles and the kids that are being molested and so forth. Who do you think's doing that? Straight people? Not straight people, my folks. Homosexuals. And you know, when God dealt with Israel, he said because of them were so perverted and so turned against God, so lied about God, he said, I'll send diseases upon you which can never be cured. And you can say what you want. But when God says the death penalty for homosexuality and lesbians, and now we have AIDS, you can say what you want. My personal belief is God is so sick and fed up with this kind of perversion that's being perpetrated on America and the world that I would have no doubts in my mind that this AIDS is nothing more than a wake-up call and saying, I'm fed up with your perversion. And people... You're going along with it, some of you, and sympathetic. I don't know how many people I've talked to, and it's unbelievable. They take these people in as members of their church. Now, God says they hate God. They go against, and notice again in verse 25, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, and even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, that was God's intention, man and wife, repopulate the earth, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meant. So if you're a homosexual and you're a lesbian and you're telling me you love God, I'm telling you, you are nothing but a two-faced liar. God says in verse 28, he says here, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. No, they won't want God in their knowledge at all. Neither do they respect the churches whatsoever. Let me read you a report that came out of the Star Tribune in Minneapolis on Saturday, December the 9th. Although the recent vote of St. Paul congregation to hire a lesbian who is in a committed relationship violates standards of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, isn't that something? It violates the standards. These people have no respect to homosexuals and lesbians for the standards of any church. Now, I might go on. Let me read you just a couple more articles. On December the 3rd, the congregation of the St. Paul Reformation Lutheran Church, and gives the address in St. Paul, voted to ordain and call Anita Hill, and who is a lesbian. She's a practicing lesbian. Lives with her lover. We find out here's another within this whole article. I'm not going to read the whole article. The congregation's vote is not consistent with the ELCA Constitution. Well, of course it's not. Well, if it's not consistent with it, then why do you people do it? And why did your congregation go against? Why didn't you come out and start a church of your own where you can have your homosexual preachers? Now, if the church says not, you don't respect church authority. You don't respect the authority of anybody at all. Let me read you another paragraph here. The National Standards of Expectations for the ELCA Clergy state that any person in a sexually active homosexual relationship may not be ordained clergy. Now, if you're sexually engaged, but, you know, it's sort of interesting here. Now, if you're homosexual or lesbian in the ELCA, but you're practicing celibacy, well, then we'll take you as our preacher. I've never seen such stuff in my life. Let me read you another article. Here, coming out of the same article now, here, December the 9th, Star Tribune, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In its resolution calling Hill, the congregation said, we take this action on the one hand, reluctantly and regretfully, because it is not authorized by the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. But on the other hand, we take this action with courage and conviction. Now, it's not in here, but it should be outright rebellion. But we don't want to use that word. That's too harsh for these nice, nice people. And conviction that our action is gospel-based. Gospel-based. And is at the heart of what the Lutheran Church has stood for theologically and missionarily. Now, you talk about a lie. You mean ordaining a homosexual that God says under the law should be killed, and a lesbian should be killed under the law, not under grace now, not in this day and age here, and you're going to put them up as a pastor? And you're saying to us, and they printed this in the paper here because they're quoting someone here, and you're saying that it is the heart of what the Lutheran Church stands for, and conviction that our action is gospel-based, that's Bible-based, You couldn't have a bigger barefaced lie perpetrated on the American people if you tried. Now, let me read you a couple more. The congregation has asked the National ELCA Council, Church Council, for an exemption so it could call Hill. The council turned them down, but also issued a national directive for each synod to begin serious conversations about the whole issue of ordaining gays and lesbians who are now in a committed relationship. Now, you can be a lesbian and a gay and be a pastor. You just can't be in a committed relationship. So I suppose we're going to put a bodyguard on them and check them every time they go to bed and sleep outside the door and make sure nobody else goes in the same room, aren't we? Did you ever hear of anything so ridiculous in your life? Now, we'll ordain a lesbian, we'll ordain a homosexual, but they got to promise us now they're going to be celibate. I'll tell you, I don't know how stupid you can get. St. Paul Reformation wants to challenge its parent denomination to revise its policies, which it calls unjust and at odds with the message of the gospel. The policy, the congregation's statement said, has been a source of suffering since its adoption. Both gifted gay and lesbian candidates for ordination, as well as all the church members who are deeply offended by the second-class status implicit in the ELCA's policy, which allows now ordination of only celibate gays and lesbians. Tideman, one of the spokesmen, said, I think the heart of the church is beginning to change with this. Even though they're not ready to make any official moves yet, I think there's a greater realization that to ministry with and on behalf of gay and lesbian people is important for the church. God would kill them all if they tried to even purport anything like that. You know what it shows us about America? America neither has the backbone to stand on what it believes, and I wonder if one of these gay and lesbians here would ever teach you in the book of Romans chapter 1 and begin with verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. God created naturally man and woman, male and female, and the purpose was to be married, and to repopulate the earth, and to have children, and to raise those children with the knowledge of the Lord in truth and in respect. No, I'll say this. From being a number of years on the police department and dealing with many homosexuals, I wouldn't trust a homosexual any further than I could throw him or her. Why? I have seen homosexuals break up a good married home. A good friend of mine, when I was on the police department, got hooked up with a homosexual, became friends with him and so forth, and began to engage in some illicit affairs, lost his wife, lost his two beautiful children, all because of this homosexual. Now, I could go on and on and on and on, and you're telling me that you want to come over and fellowship in my house? I don't want to be seen around you. I don't want anybody to think that I'm fellowshipping with you, because they're going to think that I approve what you do, and I absolutely do not. So by my association with you, other than now, give you the gospel and show you that your perverted sin, your illicit acts, and they are sin, and that God will forgive your sin, and he also will give you eternal life and wants you not to lie about him and say, God made me this way, or this or that, or you can't find it in the Bible. Every time you see one of these homos or you see one of these lesbians on TV or one of these talk shows, you will never see a Christian with a Bible, because they won't have them on there. You'll see the homosexual have the whole show to himself to propagate all of his lies or her lies that they want to do, and there's nobody there to oppose them. I totally reject that. And they wouldn't come on if there was someone there to oppose them, because they know that publicly, over the whole television audience, they would be made a liar out of. And when the Bible was shoved in front of their face and said, what about this here? And likewise also in verse 27, the men leaving the natural use of the woman. How do they get the natural use? Because the natural use is the way God naturally made man and naturally made woman. But you have turned that, you've left that, and you've burned in your lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was met. Now, I want to go on down. Because when you find out this AIDS, if you want to stop AIDS, stop homosexuals, and stop lesbians, and you will put an end to the AIDS epidemic. Stop it. But you know what? They just keep right on doing. It's infected, and a lot of innocent people are being affected by it. But now I want to read you on down what God says about the homosexual and the lesbian, which you will never hear on television, and you can't find preachers anymore that have enough backbone to come out and to say what the Bible says, because they're going to offend somebody. These little missy-mousy preachers that get a big fat salary, a nice parsonage, haven't got any more backbone than a snail. Yet, here's what God says. Now, we're going on down. Verse 29, talking about the homosexual now, talking about the lesbian. They're filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. That's what you were born with. Don't blame God for the way you are. You chose that way. You're responsible. You see, implacable, unmerciful. When you see some, and you ought to get the book, go to your library and have them look up by author. Dr. Lorraine Day has written a magnificent book on AIDS, and in her research, she was an orthopedic in one of the great hospitals out in California, and her research on homosexuals purposely giving blood to contaminate other people because they knew they were going to die and wanted to take as many with them as they could, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things, they know they're worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Let me say this. God hates your sin if you're a homosexual, lesbian, living. God also has provided for your sin, for your reprobate mind. He's provided when he died upon the cross to pay for your sin. He loves you that much. But if you reject him, and don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will die and split hell wide open. There have been many, many homosexuals and lesbians that have received Christ as their Savior, denounced their wicked, evil, reprobate minds and perverted ways, which is called sin, that's homosexuality and lesbianism, and have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. After they've accepted Christ, they've agreed with the Lord, I'm quitting what I've done. It is perversion. And have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. America, wake up before it's too late. We'll have to wait and see if she does, won't we? Well, it's been so good. We hope that you'll turn to our website. It's heritagebbc.com. And also take time to write us. Our mailing address is Heritage Radio Bible Class, Post Office Box 573, Walnut Grove, Minnesota. And our zip code is 56180. Until next week at the same time, may the Lord richly bless you as we ever pray. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.